Welcome to a new day. Imagine how the few minutes you invest in yourself right now will make the rest of your day more focused, confident, and productive. Let's get started. Minute number one, kickstart your brain. Someone once asked the world's wealthiest investor, Warren Buffett, what kind of computer he used. And he replied, "I am a computer." The truth is, he was right. What's the most powerful computer on the planet? It's a 3-pound personal computer that's sitting on top of your shoulders right now. It's your brain. And all the computers in the world linked together can't do what your brain does for you every single day. So how do you program this computer to work for you? With questions. People who fail constantly ask themselves negative questions like, why can't I succeed? And what's wrong with me? And their brain searches and finds a negative answer. People who succeed focus on positive questions like, how can I be more successful today? And their brain searches and finds a more positive answer. So today, notice how you communicate with yourself. Ask yourself empowering questions like, what's really important for me to accomplish today? How will I make this day more productive and fun than yesterday? Who can I enlist to help me make progress towards my goals? How will I eliminate the obstacles that stand in my way? What does the universe want me to learn today? And how do I look? How do I sound? How do I feel when I know I'm destined to succeed? These are empowering questions, and you can make up your own empowering questions if you'd like. But that's the way you program your computer. So touch your brain right now and say, this is the most powerful computer in the world. Minute number two, acknowledge your gifts. The gift of life. As they say, any day above ground is a good day. And considering the alternative, this is a very good day to be alive. No matter what happens today, be grateful for life. And the gift of freedom. How many billions of people on this planet can only dream of enjoying your kind of freedom? Make the most of it today. And the gift of intelligence. There is only one difference between you and the animals. You have the power to reason, to choose, to decide. Choose to make this day worth remembering. The gift of a body. What an incredible instrument your body is. Your heart, your lungs, your brain working together in harmony. It's amazing. It's a miracle. The very fact that you can take a deep breath right now should cause you to appreciate the miracle that you are. And the gift of personality. In all the world, there is only one of you. In the symphony of life, when you play your note clearly and with purpose, you enrich everyone around you. Without you, the symphony just isn't quite the same. When you are the you that you were destined to be, you are awesome. Say to yourself, I'm awesome. Minute number three, accept your goof-ups. As awesome as you are becoming, you're still human. And to be human is to make mistakes. In fact, today you'll probably make several mistakes. You may have a part of you, however, that expects you to be perfect, to never make a mistake. But that's just not human, is it? I agree with Ashley Brilliant, who says, I may not be perfect, but parts of me are excellent. Well, you need to accept those parts of you that are less than excellent. And when you stumble, as you will, jump up, brush yourself off, chuckle, learn, and keep moving. Because you are a masterpiece in progress, a colorful canvas onto which you add the brushstrokes of each new day. Even if your paintbrush slips, you can always paint over it and start fresh. Tell yourself today, I'm a masterpiece in progress. Minute number four, remember your positive past. For all too many, the past is something they would rather forget. And yet every life consists of many small moments of triumph, learning to walk, to speak, to read, to ride a bike, to drive a car, to succeed at dozens of things, big and small. Look back at your life and remember those times when you were good, when you achieved, when you were awesome. Those days when you ran a race, or faced your fear, or learned a language, or scored a goal, or created a child, or deepened a relationship, passed a test, obtained a degree, met a challenge, or overcame an obstacle. Today, remember a time when you excelled at something, big or small. Remember how you looked, how you felt at that time. The fact that you have survived this long in the face of all that life has thrown at you is proof that you're not only a survivor, but a winner. Yes, you've been a winner before, and today you're going to win again. Tell yourself, I'm a winner. Minute number 5. Imagine a positive future. Alan Kay once said, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. Regardless of your past, you have the power to invent your future. Tap into your imagination. Imagine the brightest future possible. A future where you have arrived. See yourself at your best. Notice the kind of positive impact you can have. Notice yourself in this future, confident, healthy, happy, prosperous. Now, how would you describe yourself there? Go to the future. Step inside yourself there and notice how good life is. Breathe in and feel what it feels like to be here now. Remember this feeling. And each day, fill in a few more of the details of your vision. Keep it in your mind constantly, for what you focus on consistently will come to pass. Before you act, ask yourself, will this take me to the future I want? And remember, you possess the power to invent your future. So say to yourself, if it is to be, it is up to me. Minute number 6, stretch yourself today. You are capable of so much more. It's time to stretch yourself. If you accomplish just 1% more each day, you'll be 3 times further along the road in a year than the average person. How could you stretch yourself today? Listen with your heart to the following list and choose 1 or 2 items that you could do today to stretch yourself. Make somebody smile today. Eat 100% healthy. Memorize a powerful quote or poem. Do your feared thing first. Read some sacred writings. Make every second count. Surprise someone. Make an entry in your journal. Listen to somebody as if you really cared. Put some money in your savings account. Resist an urge to buy something you don't need. Give to a charity or a church. Communicate with a long-lost friend. Exercise. Write a page of your book. Make someone's burden lighter. Refuse to offend or be offended. Pray for a miracle. Refuse to lay blame. Accomplish something you've been procrastinating. Follow your intuition. Let your hunches be your guide today. You don't have to do great things in order to have a great day. Just do a little extra. In the same way that compound interest can multiply a few dollars into a fortune, compound time can magnify these few extra daily deeds into a more successful life. Say to yourself, I will stretch myself today. Minute number 7. Learn how to do it now. As you look at this new day spread before you, see yourself moving onto the stage of this day with more passion and with purpose, ready to learn, ready to grow, ready to be a source of light anchored by the wisdom of your past, motivated by the hope of a brighter future, anxious to spread your wings and meet new challenges. Notice how you look, how you sound, how you feel when you know you're destined to succeed. Now, many times this day, remember these things to say to yourself. Say to yourself, when I'm the me I was destined to be, I'm awesome. Say to yourself, I'm a masterpiece in progress. Say to yourself, I'm a winner. Say to yourself, if it is to be, it is up to me. Say to yourself, I will stretch myself today. Say to yourself, I'm learning to do it now. Now go and make this a great day.